once again, my brothers, my sisters, in the name of the Most High, greet you amidst all that's taking place in such a time as this, upon this paradigm that we live in, that we call life, this journey, this simulation, if you would. Now I greet you in the middle of all of this. And how you doing? How goes it in your part of your experience upon and in this life? You know, this whole thing that we've been in, it's been quite a journey, quite an adventure. I think this last 18 months, we've seen things never thought we'd see. Recently, I saw a post that was sent around among Christian circles, and this was back in Sri Lanka, and I'm not there right now, I'm in the States, but this was back in Sri Lanka, and they were talking, this is from the church authorities, whatever those might be, the religious institution, four walls building with no people inside, that place, and they were talking about all the reasons why the people should be participating in a vaccination drive. And, you know, I used to remember, I remember a church where people used to go to the church to get healed. I remember a church where the power of God was what people looked to and depended on, and which kind of helped people make their decisions and their choices. Somewhere along the way, all of that stuff just kind of seemed to disappear. I don't know what happened to those institutions. At least back then, they used to feign, you know, some sort of connection to what's real and authentic. Now it's like, just line up, get your injection, and come here and pay your 10%. I mean, seriously, what happened? What happened to those places? Or would a better thing be to say what was already there that just kind of been revealed in this situation, revealed in this time? And I think that's the part that most of us are really understanding now. It's always been there. There's always been the disconnect. There's always been the there's always been the link to something that is not right, not true. A commitment and a connection to that which is untrue. And we've seen it, but how often did people give things a pass because they were part of it? They were part of the club. They were part of the institution. They sat in the front row or two rows back. You know, the pastor would smile at them from the pulpit, make them feel special. They didn't want to upset the boat because, you know, hey, they've got a lot of business from the church. A lot of clients. Go there to meet men. Go there to meet women. You know what I'm saying? People had all sorts of reasons why they participated in. But ultimately, when something is based on a falsehood, when it's based on a lie, when it's based on a half-truth, eventually that thing's going to come up and bite you. So right now, what happened to the power of God being able to heal people? Where did that go? Even the conversation around that. What happened to people making their own choices, their own decisions? You know, you see overlapping programs and the breakdown of people's, even their own ability to think. Okay. On the side of the worlders and their whole push, You remember that whole thing about my body, my choice, right? That from a certain set of people, my body, my choice. That whole thing, except it goes out the window for this. People have lost their ability to connect anything. Now all they do is just whatever they're told, that's what they do. Whatever the instruction is, that's what they go with. If you're told this person's bad, then they're bad. If you're told this person's good, then they're good. If this is what we do for the day, then okay, nobody's going to question it. And now, with programs breaking up, cognitive dissonance running a rampant at a rate, people putting on masks. Okay, you put on a mask, it doesn't protect you. We all know this. This is old stuff. But people are still doing it. Compliance, forced, coercion. Anyway, so this is where we've been. How now do we go forward? Well, in a few places around the world, now here's what I see happening. The worlders are going for broke because they don't have a fallback. If this fails, a lot of them are going to go to the chopping block. And they know that. That's why they're going all out. That's why they're going all out. They are bribing, coercing, forcing, intimidating, cutting you out of society. What do you got to do to take an injection for something that is completely survivable by 99.99% of the population, but you need to take this experimental shot? And if you don't, you can't participate in society, you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, you can't travel, you can't work, we're going to make your life miserable, we're going to come after you, we're going to make you a social pariah, we're going to cut you down every chance that we get. What? I've already said it before, the mask has zero to do about infection, because wash your hands if you care about infection. Then what does the mask have to do with? The mask has to do with visual compliance for the ability to force a narrative and to go after people that are not accepting the narrative. That's the purpose of the mask. Because it's a way to have a quick read on the population. No mask? This one doesn't believe it. Wearing a mask? You're compliant. Great. Believing it and wearing a mask? Okay, those are our guys. Do you understand? It has zero to do with infection and everything to do with understanding where people are at in their psychology so they know what more buttons to push. You listen, when you breathe, your body is expelling waste. Carbon dioxide is not something you want to keep in your body. When you exercise and you sweat and you lose weight, what happens is your body breaks down fat. If you look at the molecular composition, it breaks it down into water and carbon dioxide. So you breathe out a lot of CO2, and you can actually track your fat loss based on how much CO2 you breathe out. So why would you want to keep that in and contain that? I mean, people don't want to, but they believe these guys and they're forced to do it. Some places around the world at a gunpoint. This has been, you've been able to see a lot, but we have to go past all of that now. We have to move into proactive action. We have to. You pray, but when you pray, after you're done praying, what are you going to do? What is the action that you're going to take? Because in your action, you will see things change. You know, we talk about faith. Well, what does faith reveal in your actions? Your faith is revealed. What you believe is revealed by what you do. If you believe something, you're going to do it accordance with what you believe. If you don't believe something, you're not going to do in accordance with what you do not believe. So, you will act in accordance with your belief. It's always the way. It's always been the way, will always continue to be the way. So, for us, what action will you take in line with your belief? What action will you take in line with that which you know to be true? We're getting into a stage and into a place now where the actions that we take will determine how this whole thing pans out. And it's going to require everybody. This thing is not lost by a long shot. By a long shot. There's so much good ahead of us. So many positive things on the horizon for us. But we still have to walk through. You know, I talked about on the last audio, I talked about critical mass. You know, they've been pushing, because they've got a number that they've got to reach. Now, I don't know what that number is, but I know it's there. A number which they would determine as critical mass. If they can hit that number, then the people that are left over that have not been injected, and the people that are left over that might oppose them, there's not enough of them to make a difference. But if they cannot hit critical mass in time, then they're in trouble. And they know that. That's why they've been going at it at a rate. Because what they want to do is hit that critical mass. And they've got a clock on them. If they can't get it in time, they know they're in trouble. Because once the people wake up, the ones that are still out there, once they wake up, it's over. So we need to wake people up and show people. Show them what needs to be done. Reveal to them. Speak the truth, but take the actions that are necessary also. Understand some things about the law, the higher laws, and move in those conversations. There's some really good stuff that's out there where people are questioning all that's being put forward, because these are all being done on lower levels. Divine law, natural law, commonwealth law, municipal law, corporate law, company law, the rule of your own house. Those are all subject to what? To the higher laws. So you need to know what those are. And just laws are always formed in line with the higher laws. And you can always upend an unjust law by appealing to the higher ones. Because there's universal principles that apply. Universal laws that apply. So the law, we need to be connecting up with other people. Other like-minded people. Build those networks. People that are close to you, and then people that share the same spirit. You may not be in the same place, but you share the same spirit. And you want to connect up with those people. Consider your resources, what you've got. Give yourself some staying power. If you need a little bit of time, have and work towards having that just a little bit of staying power. Food, water, clothing, shelter, medical are the basics. But give yourself a little bit of buffer. If there's a bump in the road along the way, things come up. So just plan. Do what you can. But, you know, that's just to give yourself some staying power. But staying power for what? Well, this is the time that we take action. This is the time that we engage. This is the time that we go on the offensive. We've been continually on the defense, continually just fielding the last shot, the last attack of the enemy. Okay, enough of that. Now is the time to go on the offensive. Now is the time to do what needs to be done. So let's do it. And we can pray. We can engage. You know, switch off their programming. Know enough so that you understand where people are coming from, but don't gorge on their junk, because you're not going to feel very good after you do. Keep your own counsel and go forward in what's true. Allow the Spirit within to instruct you, because, you know, you have what you need inside of you. With that, love you guys, bless you. I think we're coming into a very adventurous time. I wouldn't worry about things, but you're going to have to be strong and strengthen yourself in these times, because it's going to be different. And the things from before are not going to be what's required now. It's going to have a whole different level. Trust, understanding, and engagement. But now's the time. It's coming home for everybody. Everybody's got it. Has something they have to do. All right. Love you guys. Bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, and drop us an email. faithfix@gmail.com. Talk to you later. Bye.